The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like penis butt. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of the Big Shiny Podcast, where we're going to be talking about video games. And as always, the Big Shiny Podcast is brought to you by the Bohemian Brewery, located at 94th East, 7200 South in Midville, Utah. Also, Secret Compass Collectibles at secretcompassonline.com and superherostuff.com. Sitting across from me is Tom, also known as Zombietron.
Five churny box deep and ready to go.
It must be the video game episode.
Tom Drum.
Sitting next to him, co-founder of BigShinyRobot.com, is Lucas, also known as Kiltacular-tron.
I think Tom just gets drunk enough to put up with all our bullshit during the segment.
It's true. Like,
oh God. Okay.
Sitting next to him is Jimmy, also known as Mexicus Prime.
That last laugh was caused by Tom bumping the table and causing an earthquake.
There was mass chaos.
Five churny bugs in. Sitting next to me, Kylie, also known as Vagitron.
Sup.
Sorry. He's so good.
The funny thing is, like, when I looked at him, he looked like he was really thinking, like, oh, he's got something good on deck.
He did.
And I am Tyson, also known as R-Spot. As I said at the opening, we were talking about video games, and recently Tom and Big Shiny Robot took part in a 24-hour game-a-thon for charity. Tom?
And Tom was on TV.
I was on the TV. Yeah, Jimmy and I were made famous by Fox News. Not Fox News, Fox 13 News, I should say.
you don't want to be famous from Fox News.
Yeah.
Extra Life.
So we did Extra Life. We started at 8 a.m. on October 25th. Well, I started at that time. Jimmy met up with...
What the fuck were you, Jimmy?
Jimmy rolled into about 11,
11:30. Oh, good. Dude, reasonable time.
No, fine. Dude, oh, okay. We played Street Fighter for like 7 straight hours. Good God. I shit you not. We jumped over to Marvel for a minute, then went back to Street Fighter. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, where was this held at?
Yes. We did it at our buddy's house. Oh, okay. So there's a lot of really cool sponsors. The Bohemian shouted us out. Man, who else was really big about it?
Primary Children.
Primary Children is who we were raising money for. They were huge. But, I mean, the cool thing is you know, shout out to Stephen Givens, who started the Salt Lake Guild. They had 100 people from Utah last year raise. After the Salt Lake Guild initiated, they had 600 people raising money in Utah, and they raised $4,400 in Utah for just his team. Overall, Utah raised $40,000 towards Extra Life, which is like the biggest it's ever been.
Huh, nice.
How's that compared to other states?
Oh my God, dude. Like, there were states that were in like the millions.
That's awesome.
Extra Life raised over $5 million. Like Team Rooster Teeth raised like $250,000.
Of course,
IGN raised $1 billion, but just crazy amounts. But
and I'll have you know, I did donate to the Children's Miracle Network, which is Primary Children's here locally, and I did it through my work, so they doubled my donation.
Do you want to talk about how Steven had us all on the couch?
Let's
hear this.
It's about to get sexy. So, this is the weird part he was talking about.
So we got interviewed by the main Extra Life stream, like did like a Skype call with us and talked to us about it. And it was funny.
Which was on TV in where?
It was on San Antonio TV. And the guy was like, so let's introduce everybody and let's start with the epic beard at the back. And I realized that the framing, because I was kind of hanging out at the back, you can see like from my eyes down. There's just like mega beard hanging out.
It's cool to see Tom's face like look and then look at the TV and then like look back and then realize like, oh fuck.
But it was really cool, man. You know, they were really excited about it. I mean, it's biggest year Extra Life's ever had, $5 million.
That's insane.
Ton of fun. And we just gamed all night. So Jimmy hung out with me. It's about 7:30, 8 o'clock. I played The Evil Within. I actually did Castlevania Symphony of the Night, start to finish. The way that game works is there's an upside down castle. So I went from the start of the game to the beginning of the upside down castle.
Oh, okay.
I started playing, I don't know, about midnight or so. I hit the upside down castle at about 6:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, I'm fucking done with this shit. Like, I've got an hour and a half left. I'm just going to play Street Fighter because I can no brain this for an hour and a half and be done. So it was fun, though. We had Destiny streams going on. Entertainment is Dead was there. Randall raised like $250 by himself.
He beat a game.
He finished Lord of the Rings, Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, that looks pretty awesome on the stream.
We had Destiny raids going on. Lance jumped on and played Alien Isolation for like 6 hours, and his grandma donated to him, which is pretty cool.
you get away from that scary alien.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear about something. I heard two very different sides. So, you two played Street Fighter. Yep.
Yes.
And from the person to my right, Jimmy, he said that you got furious. He's like, it was crazy.
Tom was eating raisin bran.
All riled up.
Tom was
eating raisin bran. Let me just introduce it. Jimmy introduces it to me as if, like, man, I got Tom so fucking pissed off. It was hilarious. And so I got over and talked to Tom. I'm like, hey, Tom, how'd that go? He's like, it was fun, man. We just had a good time. Nothing crazy happened. Jimmy made it sound like you were going to cut him.
Here's the thing. With Tom, everything in hindsight to Tom is chill.
Right.
Everything. Tom's like one of the most laid-back people afterwards.
Left me to get raped at a gas station.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, I went in for some drinks.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jimmy said it's probably funnier.
I want to tell my side of the fucking Ultra 2 side, and then we can go on from there. So we're playing Street Fighter, and Jimmy just keeps playing
Balrog. I got mad.
Jimmy got mad because I was ragging on his Balrog a little bit. And he starts picking Ultra 2, which with Balrog is a grab. It's fucking terrible. So fucking hard to hit. It's the worst Ultra ever. Terrible. And Jimmy's like the whole time, like, nobody ever wins from Ultra 2. Like, just being funny. And so at some point, I'm like, you're right. Nobody fucking wins from Ultra 2. And he pulls it off on me. And I've got like 35-40% life. And I go, no one ever wins from Ultra 2. And I die.
He died.
And
he like, I slammed my controller. I ran out of the fucking apartment. I'm like, no one wins from Ultra 2, motherfucker. Keep in mind, this is like a children's thing. We're raising money. I'm like, fuck, you suck my dick. No, Ultra 2. I'm just yelling it. And he's like, sit back down. Fucking stream with me. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. But then I'm in tears after the Raisin Bran moment. So it was that with T-Hawk or was that with Geef? It was Geef.
Because of the scoops.
Yeah, the scoops. So you tell that story.
No, go ahead. It's funnier for me. And then I'll
So we're playing and Geef has like a lot of grabs. So he does his green hand and he goes in to beat me and he does like this. He has like this low like suplex where he picks you up and then slams you. And I'm like, God damn it. And Jimmy just looks at me and goes, see, you know, I call that Raisin Bran because, you know, I got all the scoops.
and that was
the other one that he hit me. He used like three burn meter like four times. He's like, don't worry, Tom. I went to Costco's, stopped to go on some meter, motherfucker. And like the most casual shit talk I have ever experienced in my gaming life.
Because I don't know how to talk shit because I'm so like, focused on the game. God. So with Tom, I try it out.
Yeah.
With Tom, I just try it out in general.
Because we play.
And Tom's just laughing at me. He thinks I'm just hilarious.
Oh, I'm trying to talk shit
to him, and he won't let it like bug him. He's just like, yeah, Raisin Bran.
Like, I love that shit. Oh, the fucking God, sun and the scoops. Yeah, yeah.
I get it. Two scoops.
That was one of my favorite parts. Like, shout out to a couple people at work. I had a buddy that I work with actually watched me play Evil Within and came into work the next day and on Monday and was like, that fucking game. He's like, you killed a boss by mashing like the melee button and screaming. I'm like, goddamn right I did. I was out of ammo. And then like another one of my buddies actually went and bought the Evil Within after watching me stream it. But yeah, dude, the Street Fighter was probably my favorite 6 hours.
Your check from the makers of Evil Within is in the mail,
I'm sure. Right? No, I'm sure, yeah. My commission check of 2%, 120%.
And Marvel, we figured that out.
Yeah, we figured out some Marvel.
Is this Jimmy's perspective? Can Jimmy tell the story?
So Marvel, I actually got really frustrated. So you tell that. Because Marvel,
we started out because we wanted a break from Street Fighter because it was just, again, like maybe 4 hours straight, 5 hours straight, and we're like, oh, we just need a change of pace. So we play Marvel, which has like a...
Which does piss Tom off.
The game is also called If Jimmy Wins.
Yeah.
Well, it can piss a lot of people off because if you can touch him once, you can kill their entire team.
Like, the frame data doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, you can stop it, and he'll stop it with a jab. Yep. What the fuck?
So there was a lot of, like, shenanigans going on. I'm like, actually, yeah, I can do this. And as I was doing it, I'm like, yeah, that's actually... But I didn't want to talk a lot of shit while I was doing that because it was working. So I kept quiet. Tom's just, I don't fucking get this. Just clicking away like, nah, I don't fucking get this. Rematch. I'm going to figure it out. Nah, I don't fucking get this. Rematch. Figure it out. And then probably played like an hour of that.
Yeah. I don't play Jimmy in Marvel vs. Capcom.
There was like
anymore.
An hour to 2 hours. And finally, I'm like, we need to go to something else.
I will play him in Street Fighter before I play him in Marvel vs.
Like,
Capcom
anymore. It just gets brutal. And like, you do shit. And I'm like, he'll throw these massive combos and whiff fucking. I'm like, I'm going to fucking punish his ass.
Well, you did. You won. You won a few times.
I won 4 matches in 2.5 hours.
You told me earlier that he won like 4 out of 50.
It was 50.
Yeah, 50, 60.
Yeah, Jimmy. He had like a little piece of paper. He was putting Jimmy, tickets.
I got like this pocket knife. I'm just like scratching my belt. Like
that isn't even a double digit like. No. Win percentage. Like that's 8%.
My K to D was like, you know, it's less than that. There's no way it was 8. It was like 4% at the most.
But you guys are like Alpha and Omega. I don't think you realize how much Jimmy is just stacked against you. I came over to drop these beers off, and he's standing on the stairs because he says it gets him better view of his screen or something. And so he's like, you see this combo? You see this combo?
Is this last night when I was playing?
And he's like, I'm going to fucking whoop Tom's ass with that. So he's here by himself.
Is this the combo you were...
No,
that was Marvel.
This is one that I'm just sitting here watching him trying to do it earlier tonight, and I'm just like, this is why I will never play you in Marvel.
It was Street Fighter.
License trial on 23, so the one just before the hardest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, watch this, Dyson.
Yeah, I don't think you get it, Jimmy.
Don't tell me if I could do it.
Oh, no, I've
some people
seen it,
train like, to get better at the game. Jimmy trains to beat you.
That's all he does.
But then, to be fair, I put on some matches to show Tyson. I'm like, actually, Tom's fucking good at this game. Watch this.
I'm not that
Ryu.
Good.
No, I saw the Ryu and Bison match that you guys did the other night.
Yeah, do you have, like, replays of them?
It automatically records everything
online. You can watch them, which is really handy because then if someone totally beats your ass, you can go watch the match and go, oh, I see what
And it shows their button input. It was pretty cool. I didn't know it did that. So it was kind of cool. Jimmy showed me that.
We had some great
earlier.
Matches yesterday, man. We had some fun last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of close ones.
Just anytime I think of playing fighting games with Tom, I just go back to your bachelor party.
Like, you play it. That's fucking
drunk. I'm trashed, just peeing all over the Marriott. It's bad.
I remember the first time playing the Marvel against Jimmy when we were all kind of taking turns. And I'm not a big fighting game fan, but
you were killing people. You beat me.
And you're just smiling there. Yeah, Kelly, mash those buttons.
I'm
just spinning the thing and hitting them.
Unless it's Mortal Kombat, I don't stand a fucking chance
against
any of you.
Yeah, Lucas, you beat our ass at Mortal Kombat the other day.
That's the only... I think it's because you guys just don't play it. I think if any of you actually played it, I probably would stand a chance.
I bought it for $6 on sale, and I tried to play it. It was me and my brother and Jimmy, and it was basically just like Marvel. It was like an hour of Jimmy and my brother just beating the fuck out of me at Mortal Kombat.
Hey, remember how bad you are at Smash Brothers?
Oh, I'm so terrible.
So that's like 3 fighting games that you're bad at.
Yeah. I'm not... See, here's the thing. I'm not bad at Marvel versus Capcom. I'm just bad against Jimmy.
Oh, you're good.
Like, I can do a 125-hit combo. I can play the game. Huh? I just can't beat fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, you can.
He's like my demon.
So, you have been playing a game, you and your wife, you were talking about.
Yeah, I've been playing Diablo 3.
Yeah, you guys play that shit in your little fucking Sunday pajamas.
We're in our little comfy pants.
In your fucking captain's chairs in
your living room. We just
dropped that on the console. How's that?
It's awesome. I love it. We played the crap out of, I think they were for PS2, the Baldur's Gate games.
Yeah.
It was very similar to that. And I played Diablo 2 on the PC. That was, I don't know how many years that's been. It's been forever
it?
Ago.
I love Diablo. I still have Diablo 2. We should play Diablo 2.
It seems like a Gauntlet Legends kind of game.
I love that game.
Have you never played Diablo?
No. Chris has been trying to bug me to play it on the Xbox, but I've got Destiny's enough of
don't
a fucking like grind
you,
game.
You play that shit on your fucking Mac like a man. You don't play that on a fucking Xbox.
If I'm gonna do that, I'll just play StarCraft.
Well, when we pulled, we had some errands to run on.
You just turned your nose to that.
Christmas present, motherfucker.
I can't remember what day it was, but we had some errands to run. We both had the day off, and I was telling her I picked up this game, a new 2-player game we could play. So we got home and I loaded that up and. the whole day. I mean, we made it to like Act Two. Oh, like, yeah. Holy shit, we played all day. We played to get to Act Two.
And then when Tommy. It comes with the Death expansion, right?
Yeah, it's. So,
it's local, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. So when Tommy came over last week and they saw we were playing, you know, waiting for the Walking Dead stuff to come on, he's like, oh, you're playing Diablo? I haven't seen it on a console before. And they've all played it. They played it a couple times over.
I played the fuck out of it, yeah.
And I'm like, so, and it seems like we've been going forever on this thing. And I'm like, how far do you think we are? And they're like, I don't know. Do you have the Reaper of Souls expansion? I'm like, yeah, I got all that. And they're like, oh, you're not even close to halfway done at this point.
Well,
I'm like,
and then when you finish the Reaper of Souls expansion, there's all these like basically daily quest type shit you can do, like challenges and that you can go through and do like different missions and get armor.
Right on.
What class are you playing?
I am a demon hunter.
Yeah, best
this
class.
Is awesome.
Demon hunters are fucking awesome.
Aaron picked like a mage.
Mages are pretty cool.
So, you know, five levels into it, I've got like multi-shot and I'm just like,
yeah.
And she's back there with like a wand, like, I fucking hate my character. I want to shoot stuff.
Time to reroll. Because I play a demon hunter and I finished Reaper of Souls, but I haven't really gone further than that. But you get to a point where you can lay traps and do a backflip. And so you start, like, you'll drop a trap, the zombie or monsters will walk into it, you backflip away and do the multi-shot.
Nice.
And they're all just trapped in your fucking web, and you're like, oh, it's fucking awesome, man. The Demon Hunter's the best.
Chris loves that game.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
And I've also been playing a little Alien Isolation, but Diablo kind of took me away from that for a little bit.
And you really liked Alien Isolation, which is funny because Lance from Entertainment is Dead fucking hates it.
I like it.
Everybody besides Kylie, I haven't heard good things. Kylie likes it.
Here's the thing. It reminds me a lot.
A lot
of the guys in the PlayStation blog really dug it, but they could be getting paid to say that. So
it reminds me a lot of the Riddick games they did.
I like the Riddick game.
I think a lot of people were expecting, at least from the reviews I read, they were expecting like aliens swarming at you and you with a machine gun
or
something.
But it's a survival horror.
You can't kill the alien. They'll give you enough stuff to get it off or distract it and, you know, try to survive. But you can't go toe to toe with it. There's enough spot because I'll always play video games
with an alien porno mag. You're like, I gotta get this alien off.
Well, I heard there's even points where like the aliens, like I think some of the complaints I've heard is like the alien has like a set path sometimes, but like you just have to hit it with your blowtorch. It runs.
No, it doesn't have a set path at all. It's random every time. I specifically pre-ordered it so I can get the Nostromo stuff.
Right, where you play as Ridley, right?
And I didn't even play the game for the first 2 days. I just played that original Alien stuff, and it's a fucking bitch. You go down and you get into the ducts of the ship, and then you've got these certain things you need to go.
Are you playing as a certain character?
You can play as Ripley, and I think you can play as, what was the black guy?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I think those are the two you can choose to play as, but I, of course, chose Ripley. And it's
down in the ducks. And
oh yeah, and you've got the motion sensor, so you can, you know, see.
Dude, that thing sets a tone like a motherfucker.
Oh, but I mean, there's times when you're like, okay, I think you can go in like ducks within the ducks and try to get around it.
Got ducks on ducks.
And then
I think
the furthest I got, and it doesn't save. I mean, you've got to do it from start to finish without getting killed to beat this stuff. And there was one point where I'm hitting the button and I'm talking to the girl on the other side of the window because we're locking stuff out to get it out of the airlock.
Yeah.
And, you know, my thing was going. It was like, beep, beep, beep. I'm like, okay, I got to run up and hit this button and I can hide under the table. But, you hit the button and it takes a little time to see the thing closing. And then you see the girl, like, scream and all of a sudden, you know, you look, because it's first person, you kind of look up, and then all of a sudden you look down, and the tail's just, like, ripping through your chest. I'm like, and there's times you're running where you think it's rooms behind you, and you're, okay, now if I can just make it to this room, and all of a sudden from the top, it's just big old teeth coming at you. It's awesome.
That sounds sick.
Put some fucking jeans on, and I want to come over and watch it.
Lucas and I are just spending all our time playing Destiny.
Yeah, tell me about
it. I went back to it.
Tell me about your raids. I want to hear some drops.
We haven't done a raid yet.
Okay. No, we've been working up to the raid. And it's,
hopefully Monday.
The harder missions have been a lot more fun. Because the gameplay, the first-person shooting stuff, is like where it's at, the sounds and everything. Mm-hmm. And so a higher difficulty strike mission has been more fun because it involves then teamwork. It's like, Tyson, you got to cover this. I got to cover that. Or
you got expansion content coming in a month.
I'm excited.
December 9th.
$20, isn't it?
$20, yeah. $20.
I'll be, but you get a lot of shit.
I'll be pumping
you get a lot of shit. It's just a lot of money.
Tons of shit. But
so
we've been enjoying that as far as like the gameplay. Me and Chris and Tyson, I just barely hit level 28. So 28 is kind of like the cap in the game.
Oh, okay.
30 is the actual cap, but 28 is the cap for what you can normally do. And then the big raid that takes people like 15 hours, you can't do that until you hit 28. And once you get stuff from that, then you can go up to 30.
I'm like this far away from 28.
Well, this is what made me crack up about 28. We just saw an advertisement for the new World of Warcraft, which I've played. Yeah, and it's like you can max your character up to 90. I know people that, like, I have four characters and they're maxed out. I was playing this years ago, but kind of sporadically, off and on.
I played the shit out of it.
And I'm like, how do you have, like, four characters maxed out? I've got one character I've been playing 2 years, and he's at level 28.
to level World of Warcraft, because you're...
I don't play well with people, so I always play by myself.
But even then, so you're...
The first day I was on, I was reported.
Wow.
What the fuck did you do?
I was
being insane. Tell me, man, you want to party up? You get the fuck away from me, motherfucker.
It was kind of racist.
Yeah. Basically, what you do is,
did you call him a slanty?
There's a reason that got mentioned.
Let's not talk
about it. So Destiny's been fun.
Yeah, it's been good. It's gotten a little grindy, but since we have been leveling up, we've been able to do the harder stuff, which is fun, and we're getting more exotic weapons.
Which are cool.
Right now, I've got a pulse rifle. Lucas has the same one, but I've leveled mine up further. It's called Bad Juju, and the perk that it has is it reloads itself when you kill somebody. So as long as you keep a string of kills going, you can just hold down the trigger and just...
That's great.
Which is, it's a great support weapon. Because, like, during a boss fight, you know, there's, of course, you know, the big bullet sponge that you got to kill. But then you've got all the other minions running around that teleport in. And it's great for that kind of shit because they'll teleport in. And then as long as you're... And it's a pulse rifle. So it's not full auto, but it's not quite as accurate as, like, a scout rifle.
Right.
You know, it's right in between. And so you can be pretty accurate with it. And as long as you're killing guys, it's putting 15 rounds back into your mag without you having to reload the mag. So, I mean, in theory, as long as guys kept coming and you kept killing them, you could fire indefinitely without reloading.
So it's going to take some time to get up a level. If it's 28 and you guys, how long have you guys been playing?
It's dark and then it slows down.
Well, and they've really kind of patched it up because I'm only at level... I was only at 22 going into Wednesday because I haven't really played very much. I've been playing a lot of other fucking games. But I played with Esteban for 2 hours and did two and a half levels.
Well, I would say after level 26...
when it hits your...
Like, is kind of when you hit the wall. Like, 26 to 27. 27 to 28, because then you have to start ascendant shards, which are a bitch.
Dude, I've got so many of those right now. Like, I just need to go grind.
Not the ascendant energy.
Yeah, the shards.
Ascendant shards.
I've got a bunch of shards.
So, this game is both
awesome.
Oh, fuck me. I really do.
So, this game is like the yin and yang of being awesome and terrible. So, the weapons, the harder to find weapons, are named something clever. And so it's funny. That's a good thing. So the one...
My shotgun's called the Comedian, and the description for it just says, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, so stuff like that. Or Chris has a machine gun that's named the Good Advice.
Super Good Advice.
Super Good Advice, which is funny. But then I have to hear his stupid fucking puns every time we play. Because he's like, I'm going to give this guy some super good advice. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You should be giving that guy some lotion, you ass.
But I've definitely started it. Like, I think I've enjoyed it probably more than you guys from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as we've all kind of leveled up, I think we've... I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like everyone's enjoyment of it has, like, gone up.
I would agree that with most of the reviews and the things I've heard, people have said, like, once you hit 20, after level 20, the game's fun, which is stupid because it's so fucking long to get to level 20.
Which isn't even true.
People now, like, they would say, hey, I want to play the game. Should I play it? I tell them no. I'd say, don't play Destiny. There's other games coming out this fall. Just
Halo Master Chief, 1 week.
Yeah, exactly. But since level 20, I have had more fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of good things to be said about it, I think.
So speaking of Destiny, let's talk about horror games.
Talk about BlizzCon.
Yeah.
No. Before even BlizzCon, I just want to burn through Nintendo real quick.
Let's do it.
Just
Nintendo
real quick.
Direct.
Nintendo's doing better. They're making a profit, but still not great.
They're
sales
doing DLC, fuckers.
Their sales are low, but their attach rate's super high.
Right.
Like, I can't remember what the percentage was. It was like one quarter or one half of the people that own a Wii U own Mario Kart.
Right.
I mean, some ridiculous.
They're big on those numbers. When the original Wii came out, they had a 1-to-1 attach ratio for The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. 1-to-fucking-1. That's unheard of.
Which is weird, because I owned a Wii and I didn't buy that game.
Okay, well,
Wii was they huge,
were probably like 98.5%.
The funny thing is,
because two people, two cells, we threw
me
off.
And Jeremy didn't
threw
buy
off the fucking world. So,
the GameCube had a huge attach rate, but its sales are also better than the Wii U.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, the Wii U's, it's doing better, but not great. Outside of that, the fans have been kind of wanting it. And finally, Nintendo's come out and said, all right, we're doing Majora's Mask. It's going to be on 3DS, which I'm excited for.
I'm not. So my gripes about it is that when you bought Ocarina of Time, you got the Master Quest shit, which had a really fucking broken version of Majora's Mask on it.
No, it didn't. What are you talking about?
It was fucking buggy as fuck, the Master Quest shit. Yeah, it had it on there. I swear to God it did. And it was
Majora's
buggy.
Mask? When?
That GameCube disc came with it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm talking the Master Quest shit.
I thought you were talking about the 3DS one for some reason. Sorry.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. I'm glad they're re-releasing, because I actually have never played through Majora's Mask, because I was too po.
I never did either.
I was too po to have an expansion pack. But.
It was a RAM expansion.
Give me a new Zelda, motherfuckers.
They did. Last year.
I want a new handheld Zelda. I want a top-down. I want another one.
They did that, just barely. Like,
no, I want one again.
This year.
Right now.
I still haven't played it.
It's amazing.
I know.
It's better than you think.
So, fuck off.
Who's that towards?
Tom.
Oh, okay.
Tom, fuck off.
I think it was in general.
Majora's Mask. I'm stoked. People are stoked.
It'll be great.
That was one thing that they just dropped on everybody. They're getting smart with their DLC. So Heather's been playing more Mario Kart, and she was showed me the character select screen. She's like, "Hey, I want to play as Tanuki Mario. How do I do that?" And yeah. I was like, "It's not coming out. Look, so they've got all the DLC already in there, but with like a little border, and you click on it, and it says pre-order now." So they've got
that's smart.
Six characters coming: Tanuki, Mario, Link,
and they'll have been out for like 2 weeks by the time this episode hits. Because
Link,
comes
Link's
out
interesting because Link's never been in Mario
right?
Kart before.
And
that's
he has
cool.
his own motorcycle that they've introduced with like badass. The Master Shield on either side, which is pretty sweet.
And what about all the F-Zero shit?
This
F-Zero car. We're not going to release F-Zero a game right now. We'll just give you fucking F-Zero cars and goddamn Mario.
Right, hang on.
So there's four Prees with four tracks each. One is Link related,
Prixes, actually.
Prixes. Yeah. There's three Prixes.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Yeah. There's F-Zero tracks. There's a couple others. They've got some cool characters, so the DLC they're releasing for that's great, and it's only $8. And then there's another pack coming out in May that's $8, and if you buy both at once, it's like $12.
And then your amiibos are going to work with the game with a patch, and those are $15 a pop.
Now, the amiibos, I was kind of like, fuck them.
No, they're gorgeous.
Well, I was like, fuck them, they're cool, but, you know, I don't give a shit about the... They're the little figures.
The toys, the figures.
So, think Skylanders.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's
so
what
they're
okay.
so sick
if I play as Mario... In Smash Brothers, I can customize my Mario so that up B is a different attack if I want. And after I get all those customizations, I can put it on my... I put my amiibo on the controller and it memorizes it.
Hold on.
And then if I come over to your house and it's my turn, I just like, oh, player 3, pop
Tom's
it on
ass.
There. But I was like, I don't give a shit about
this
that.
This is my kick Tom's ass Mario. God,
so do you so need bad. A do you need a special oh like portal God, for that?
The gamepad that has the screen on it, it's got a spot on it already.
That's awesome.
And the 3DS, the bottom of it is built in already.
Right on.
I thought it was built in, at least to the new 3DS.
No, the LLs. The LLs.
Is it just the LLs?
Just the LLs.
Which
the
isn't available
will not
in
work
the US
on the current.
Yet.
Well, it will be in spring. Come on.
So... For me, I was like, the amiibos are cool, but I don't give a fuck because I'm not going to put my character on a Smash game that most likely I'm the only person that's going to own. Just like I'm the only guy that's going to have that. But then they announced in this that any game that Nintendo releases coming forward that's a Nintendo property, you'll unlock things by having an amiibo. So if you're playing Mario Brothers and you have a Mario amiibo, you put it on the screen, you get an extra stage or power-ups or something and so on and so forth. Hyrule, it's come out, the Hyrule Warriors, it's going to have content unlock. Mario Kart's going to have content unlock.
Yep.
I saw Heather got a baller-ass Chrysler for her
her
princess. Those are the free downloads.
There's three of them.
I finished last place, but first place in style.
It's fucking slow as shit. It's heavy. It's like a Bowser car, you know?
Yeah.
It's
dude, Bowser's... I like Bowser in that game.
Yeah, Jimmy came over. It's fucking funny because he's so bad at the game.
Jimmy's bad at a game.
I just drank a bunch of Hennessy at Luke's house. They didn't have any idea.
he got black girl wasted at Lucas's.
Oh, he was talking mad shit.
Yeah.
So, They announced a bunch of other stuff, but that was kind of the highlights for me.
Yeah, I mean, the Smash Brothers stuff, they announced the dog from Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
Which looks cool. He looks fucking great. Yeah, yeah, that was super cool.
He has the duck palling around his neck, but then his Smash move, the screen moves sideways. It goes into, like, breaking the fourth wall, and then the zapper is right there, and then people shoot the other characters on the screen.
They go all, like, 8-bit.
So that was really cool. I'm trying to think what else was in that was, like,
that game
exciting.
Starts with 40 characters. 40 characters. That's not in the unlocks.
Yeah. They showed off Captain Toad some more. Like, the game's I played it. It's, dude.
Which game?
Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker. It's not that great. I mean,
I'm excited for that.
I played it. It was all right.
It's a DLC game. That's part of the Super 3D world. There are these isometric puzzles that you'd solve as Toad.
Yeah.
I liked it. I'm excited for
it's
that.
It's neat. Like I said, I got to play like four levels of it at their trailer, and it was neat. But
so
it's
not a full fledged game.
No.
So it's like a brain teaser game?
It's a puzzle game. Like, you're Toad. You don't have any powers. You just have to go through and do certain things in a certain order. It's kind of like, did you ever play the Micro Mario with Donkey Kong?
Mario.
Remember those?
Mario vs. Donkey Kong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the wind-up Marios?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. But an isometric.
And there's some
thing.
Fun stuff. There's a cool boss battle. There's some boss battles and stuff. I just, not really my jam.
I thought fucking Tetris was hard enough. I can't imagine going through, like, puzzles and shit.
They've got a bunch of stuff. I can't remember if this is on the Nintendo Director, just separate, but all the Bayonetta 2 characters you can unlock in that Wonderful 101.
Nintendo's pushing the shit out of their characters.
Dude, that game is the tits, man. It's so good.
Is it fun?
Nintendo's moving into, like, Pikmin. They're doing little cartoons for Pikmin.
No, they released them yesterday, after the Direct, and they were $5 to watch the little shorts.
Yeah, they had, like, a whole collection of them, kind of Pixar-related, and then Nintendo's been shopping out their license to, like, cartoon agencies to possibly do cartoons now.
So I'm trying to think what else they talked about. That was really the main stuff, I think.
I don't want to go too much into it for time's sake, but I finally got around to playing Shovel Knight on 3DS.
I need to buy that.
And you should all buy it and play it.
I should.
It is fucking amazing. It's on 3DS, which you have. You can get it on the Wii U. It's I think you might be able to get it on PlayStation.
And it's only, like, $15. It's super cheap.
It was a Kickstarter. It's very much an homage to old 8-bit games. It's got DuckTales aspects in it. You bounce off of people with your shovel. It's got Mega Man bosses that you have to memorize their patterns. It's got different level-up systems where you choose different suits. It's got the Zelda 2 side-scrolling RPG with the different characters. It's a riot. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Shovel Knight?
Shovel Knight. It's hilarious.
Check that out.
You guys, anybody that has $15, check that out.
I need to go buy it.
Can I get it on
TV
the 360? Does it have it?
Probably. I don't know. It might. They released it on, like, everything, because they had their Kickstarter and they hit all their goals and then all their stretch goals.
Yeah, I think
they
released it on iOS, too.
Because I don't know if it's pretty tight controls. So I don't know if it's on iOS.
I thought I could have sworn, because I'd heard it before.
Likewise.
Heard about it before.
I can't remember if it was because of conversation or because I've seen it. Like,
it's a lot of fun. So that's that. That's Nintendo stuff. BlizzCon's going on right now, and Chris is out checking that out right now.
And we have
which
what is
awesome.
His name? Amp211 is out there as well.
Yeah. So BlizzCon, Blizzard, who does World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Heroes of the Storm coming up. They had their convention right now, and it's the end of their WCS tournament, which is super cool. They're giving away $750,000 in prizes to, like, these top tier players, which will be, it's just crazy.
That's so much money.
You think about that, it's just fucking crazy. And that Blizzard's putting that money up. So that's wrapping up, but then they announced...
real quick, before you just go into this, I just want to get this out of the way. Mm-hmm. So Shovel Knight is on Windows, 3DS, Wii U, Mac OS X, Linux is what they show on their wiki right
so
now.
So no Xbox or PlayStation
yet.
I think the Nintendo stuff is easier to develop for, because, like, the Duckton Apple Kickstarter did the same consoles. So BlizzCon, what's this new StarCraft... Into the Void, I think.
Right, and it's the Protoss campaign, which I'll be fucking buying day one and playing this shit out of.
And one thing they announced that's kind of cool is with you had StarCraft 2, and then you had this expansion, Heart of the Storm. But you had to have the first game to play this. With Into the Void, you don't have to have the last games. You can just buy this game, which is cool. There are going to be new units in it. They're changing up some of the aspects of the minerals with the mining.
Well, I just want to know where Terrazul is. Terrazul, right?
I think so.
The guy that goes into the void. I want to know what the fuck happened, because there's some cool shit going on.
It's some cool cinematics they showed today, and then they announced another game.
Yeah, so
which looks fucking fun.
It looks super fun. So it's kind of a Team Fortress, a TFC, Team Fortress Classic remake.
Oh, totally, with the turrets and everything.
Yeah, you've got classes. There's a healer. There's an engineer. There's a sniper. There's way
think
more
of Battlefield.
Classes. Yeah.
But with like...
Fuck, I cannot remember the name of the game now. I was just on the website. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
But kind of like League of Legends mixed with Battlefield, where you have to... It's like taking MCOMs, but you're taking this certain thing and then taking out a tower and moving into this thing and taking it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, I've got it in the entertainment. It's
very cartoony. The ad for it was very Pixar-esque, but yeah. the gameplay's... It had some pretty cool characters in it.
It's an FPS with classes. It's called Overwatch.
That's right. That's right.
The thing that I'm not 100% sure on it is I'm gonna go out there and assume that it's probably going to be free to play. Because Blizzard's been pretty big on that model, and they've been killing it. I mean, look what they did with the Hearthstone. They did the free-to-play shit, and then they charge you $25 to buy goddamn...
Cards?
No, not cards. To buy the... No, it wasn't Naxxramas, but was it Naxxramas? It was Naxxramas?
I have no idea.
I think it was the Naxxramas expansion, because you go fight Kel'Thuzad. It was Naxxramas. Yeah. And so...
That's the new model, is to put the game out for free, and then people like it, charge you for little things. Like, yep. You're playing this magic card game, you can unlock cards, or you can pay to just have some right now.
But the character list for Overwatch is insanely big for a game of this type. Like, that's the big thing, is it's kind of a MOBA in the character size. So you've got, like, a big, like, physical gorilla that works like a tank. You've got an angel that's a healer. There's a sniper. She's called Widowmaker. And she looks a lot like a Kerrigan.
You should watch the trailer. It's pretty fun.
The trailer's awesome. It looks like super,
but there's,
super
like, a girl with angel wings. So she's flying, she's like, healer, a jetpacking over everybody, shooting everybody. And then another gal's got a grappling hook.
Yep.
But then there's this gnome dude that's more of a tank. And he's the guy building the turrets.
So he's
But then he, like, tanks up with this armor to run in and just beat the shit out.
And there's a robot that's more of like a kind of like a heavy. He shoots a lot of guns, but then the cool thing, I'm assuming it's a special power, but he'll run, and then all of a sudden he turns into a giant fucking turret, and, auto gun, and then flips back to
me. I wonder if they'll
turret.
Push that onto console.
I'm sure they will.
Because it's an FPS, and
it's so and,
people
and
on
honestly,
consoles
like,
are
it's
nuts
so,
for FPS.
And it's so easy to port at this point. Like, I mean, Gotham City Imposters is a good way to look at that, right? It started on PC. It moved. I'm registering for the beta right now, if you're looking at me.
Yeah, I did that too.
But
StarCraft, they didn't give a date, but most likely the new one will be next year.
Right.
And
that's something to consider from like a gaming standpoint. So I was talking to a couple buddies that work at a major evil video game retailer, and said evil video game retailer isn't actually, they had huge predictions for fourth quarter, and they're going to miss them by a lot, because a lot of developers push their games off. And the month of February is actually going to be a huge month for gaming. Like February and March are massive next year.
Which kind of makes sense. Like, yeah. I've never understood I understand the holiday release because then people buy games for friends.
Right,
but
Christmas.
You don't really have time to play it.
Yeah.
Come after, you got gift cards, you got all this fucking time in January, February, March to do nothing.
Well, and the thing is like, let's
put the big games out then.
Stop focusing all your time in that and let's get it done. You know, let's spend all that money. Let's have a consistent sales year for four quarters, not just for one fucking quarter, you know?
So there's a lot of big games. Coming out next week is Master Chief Collection. I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it'll tear me away from Destiny too much, but I'm excited to play Halo 1 on Xbox Live.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I can't...
Halo 2 looks gorgeous.
I can't get excited about it.
It's gorgeous.
I can't.
Halo 3 and 4.
I see, and I'm on the
like,
other
I'm
side.
Excited for, like, I'm excited for a new Halo game. Mm-hmm. You know, to come out, like, I'll be really excited for that. But I don't know. I bought the Master or the Halo 1 remake. I never even opened it.
See, I never even did. I buy that? I don't think I did.
Like, I bought like the fancy one too. I ended up selling it back or something.
See, I haven't played through Halo in forever, and this would be a good excuse to play through all four of them in HD. Halo 2 is looking great, and then it's not going to suck me in. Like, Chris will be there.
Yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker, but it'll give me a chance. Oh, I'll play Halo 1 for
and I can be
a couple
honest,
days.
Like,
Halo 2 for a couple days.
Yeah.
And the nice part is that you're not going to be ranked yet, so we can just fucking own people for a good week or two, and then be like, I'm done with this game. Move on.
Yeah, and I've almost bought an Xbox One the last three paychecks, so there's a good chance that this month I'm...
Oh, Tom, you're going to get on and play with us?
Probably not, no.
You can play Destiny
right
now.
I just want to play Killer Instinct.
If my brother gets... If my brother gets Destiny, I'll probably start a new character to level up with him.
I might win the expansion to roll whatever the new class is. Like, I don't really...
Are they putting a new class out?
There's supposed to be a new class coming out with it, is what I heard.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So I was reading.
There's the Hunter.
No, it was an additional character slot. I take it back. It's an additional character slot.
The Hunter's where it's at. I love the Hunter.
I love my Warlock.
I haven't played a Hunter. My Warlock is my jam. Titan's not really for me. Like, watching Esteban play a Titan's been cool.
I wonder if they're going to release new subclasses for any of these, because there's extra subclass slots.
Dude, see, I need to go and level up because I'm doing the Void Walker.
I've got both of my subclasses leveled already. Sun.
See, me I'm not too. Playing that much.
See, and the Sun... Sunslinger is Singer, actually what it's called. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. I leveled up. I maxed it out on principle more than anything. I mean, it's got some pretty mean grenades.
It's a good for PvP, I've heard, because there's a lot of quick burst damage.
Yeah. So some of the that's the thing is, like, the PvP is kind of a pain in the ass. I can't remember what I... It's kind of like Call of Duty almost, where it's just run and gun. I had to get these exotic bounties get. They're gold. So in the game, Kylie, I'll explain this to you because you've never played it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have different daily bounties to where it's like, play this mission, you know, play these kinds of missions and never die, kill this many people, and you get points towards your rank that you can unlock stuff. And then if you do enough of those, you get a gold one. And the gold ones are how you unlock these weapons like Tyson was describing with the unlimited ammo. But you have to do the most fucked up, stupid shit.
Oh my god! Like, and because like, Esteban wanted my help with one of them, and it was the one to get. It's the bounty where you have to fight Fogoth, but you have to wait for a specific wizard to spawn.
I had to do that one by myself.
So
I'm
working on that one. You basically have to kite
not that step
this
yet.
Giant fucking monster.
You hang out in the room. You hang out. Yeah, okay. I gotta talk to Esteban.
Okay, you talk to him about it because it was a level 28 quest. I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm level 23. I can't fucking help you with this. But I mean, essentially, listening to people talk about it, you have to kite this giant fucking beast around forever until the correct wizard spawns that you kill and he drops something you need.
So you know, could be boring for everybody, but I'm going to go into it anyway. Tell Esteban that room you go into right before you fight the foe, you got to go back into that room when there's too many wizards, and then there's a monster that appears you have to hide from. But then all the wizards will come in, it'll unspawn, and so will the people, and then you can fight the wizards you need to, and then go back and hide, and then fight the wizards. That's the only way to do it.
Now.
But so for this, you have to do all these stupid things, and you have to play PvP, and you have to kill people with a certain kind of gun that Tyson's doing right now. And the only gun that you have that with are close range, like shotgun. So then you're forced to play the game like a bitch and just sit in a corner and camp, wait for somebody to run by and jump up and shoot him in the back.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
And the thing is Lucas's character has an ability where if he crouches for a while, he cloaks. Mm-hmm. So he can be hidden and do this.
Off the radar, too.
You know this is playing as a warlock. I have no, like, I mean, I've got the void thing, like my power with the void grenades, which counts towards this because that's what it is. It's void kills.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, fuck, it's maddening because here's the thing,
because
here's the thing, it's you have to get rack up 500 void kill points in PvP to get this step. Okay, you get 5 points for every void kill that you get.
Ask me how many PvP games I've played.
This is the worst part.
You lose 2 points every time you die.
So if you have a bad round,
what
I'd go up, you'd
have
up
to
like
have a positive KD,
100 and down 50.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing right now. Like not 150, but it's like 20. It's like I'll go up 40, down 20, up 10, down 15. Like it's
almost to the benefit to where you have to camp and just get maybe one.
That's all
or
I'm doing.
Kills
all I'm doing
no
is
deaths.
Playing control. Finding like camping on B, which is like the one where all the fighting's going on.
Yep.
Hoping I can get some heavy ammo for like my void rocket launcher, and when guys come in, just hiding at the door and blasting them
like
away.
Like a bitch. Yep.
And, yeah. So kay.
What you wanted to cover?
I just want to cover two.
Yeah, we're running low on time. So real quick.
So Arcana Heart 3 Love Max. It's a game I would love Jimmy to play with me. It sounds like some stupid dirty fucking anime game,
and it pretty much is. I saw it. It's all girl cast,
and it's a fucking awesome. But really, it's an awesome classic like arcade fighter. So really cool, super fun. You have your character. There's like 15 to 20 characters in the game, and then you pick an arcana. There's 15 arcanas, like these big gods. But the cool thing about it is it's very easy to pick up. It's kind of a Marvel style where it's a chain-based combo. You kind of mash buttons out. You have a homing button. So the homing button is you hit it, and your character will then just like shoot towards your enemy. So you can do homing cancels. You launch. So favorite thing to do, you launch him in the air, hit the homing button. Your character flies towards him. Then you complete it with another combo. But it's got a lot of depth where... For me, I can do like a 22 hit combo, and I play the computer, so I get my ass kicked because some of their guys can do like 160 hits with their can of cancels and all kinds of crazy shit. But it's really, really fun. So something to check out. It's on PS3, PS Vita,
and on Amazon. There's an Xbox 360, but it's Japanese.
It's Japanese only. Yeah, it did not come out on Xbox in the US. If you can get an import, it's fun. But it's a really fun fighter.
Just to touch on it real quick, Nintendo
the region free stuff, right?
Yeah, hinted at deciding that they want to probably move towards region free because right now they have like a region consoles and region games, which severely limits the how quickly they can put games out.
And the PSP was region free, and that was a big deal. I think they should do it. Absolutely do it.
Because then, like, this, the part of the problem they're running into is they released a 3DS LL, which has all these nice new features and everything, but it's region controlled to Japan. And again, in the US, they have to go through all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But if they could just release it, it's everywhere.
Yep. Okay, and then my final thing. So I mentioned the Evil Within briefly being terrifying at the beginning at episode 31. Just want to talk about it. So I am right at the end of the game. If you are not a fan of Resident Evil, you will hate this game. It is not what they advertised it to be. It is a roller coaster between a zombie shooter and fucked up shit. Like, there's nothing else to talk. Like, so there's levels where you're outside and you're basically just having to survive hordes of zombies and get through these crazy puzzles of zombies, and then suddenly you're mind fucked back into like a cellar with terrifying traps and giant fucking monsters with meat hammers, and you're trying to escape. So take that into account, as a lot of the outdoor levels for me are the worst part of the game. They're still fun, but I wanted to play that game because it was supposed to be this fucked up psychological horror, and it still is. But it roller coasters you, and what they do with that is you were doing all the zombie blasting, like, oh, I'm so fucking great, I can kill anything, yeah, and then suddenly you hear this terrifying sound and the whole world changes, and there's the goddamn, their version of fucking Pyramid Head with a goddamn meat hammer, and you can kill him, but then he's just going to teleport somewhere else, so you're running for your life. So they do a really good job of controlling it that way, but don't think that it's going to be like a Silent Hill or... It's not a normal survival horror. It's a really heavy blend of, like, zombie blasting, survival horror, and it jumps between the two. But it's a great story. It's a lot of fun. Just be prepared. And a lot of the reviews coming out on it are, like, 7, 7.5. I have to agree with that because there's some weird, buggy stuff that happens with, like, collision. I feel like they rushed it a little bit sometimes. Some of the animation stuff happens.
Is that a full-fledged game or is it DLC?
It's full-fledged. The game has recorded 20 hours of me playing it to get to the end. I'm, like, 45 hours in, though, because it doesn't record all the fucking repeats. And how many times I've redone the same scene. Like, right now, I'm stuck on the second-to-last boss of the game. And it's this crazy snake monster, and my wife sat there and watched me literally try to kill it for an hour and a half. Jesus. And because I don't have enough ammo, I'm like fucking struggling to figure it out. So really great game, ton of fun, but take that into account. Like, all the ads for it being this horrible, horrifying fucking game, there are moments where it is deeply psychologically disturbing, and I'm pretty sure that, like, I'm going to have some kind of PTSD after, due to the fact that, like, to level your guy up, you sit in a chair that binds you and puts needles into your head, and then you have to sacrifice this green goo shit to charge yourself up. And I'm sure there's going to be something terrible at the end of the game from me doing that.
That's weird.
And you're like, if you walk by zombies and they're laying on the ground, they could be alive, they could be dead, so you just stomp on their skulls to make sure they're dead because you don't want to fucking deal with them later. Or you, like, drop a match on them and light them on fire, and if they are alive, they scream in pain and writhe, and you get a weird pleasure out of it. Like, the game is really dark.
Christ.
Like, it, so,
that's a good note to end
like,
it on that.
It is, like, the Evil Within takes you to some weird places, but I would say a 7.5 to an 8 is about where it sits, but it's a great, there's a lot of good to it and some great storytelling.
Well, so, before Tom takes us anywhere weirder, like, we're gonna get you some help, Tom.
I enjoy burning corpses.
All right, as always, thank you very much for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast, and thank you to our sponsors, the Bohemian Brewery, Secret Compass Collectibles, and superherostuff.com. We will catch you guys in December. Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. As always, you can check us out on iTunes. Please listen and rate. You can also find us on Stitcher. And be sure to check out our good friends at Entertainment is Dead and the Full of Sith Podcast. And a special thanks to our good sponsors at Secret Compass, who you can find at secretcompassonline.com.